Proclamation number 8688, dated the November 29th, 1963. Wrong interpretation of Jesus' words. Human thought is an earthly tendency. Consequently, people also interpret everything in an earthly way that had a profoundly spiritual meaning, that was conveyed to them as spiritual guidance by me, who has always spoken to humanity either directly or through messengers. My teachings, however, were always intended for the salvation of the soul, and whenever I speak to humanity, be it in ancient or more recent times, my word has always had a spiritual meaning. This was quite correctly understood at the time, but soon the spiritual meaning was interspersed with worldly ideas and, eventually, interpreted in a purely worldly sense. And thus my word never remained unspoiled. Performances and customs evolved from it which no longer correspond to its spiritual meaning, and my word has lost its healing power, since it is no longer my pure word. That which was demanded of you spiritually, because I expected its fulfillment to be a blessing for your souls, has been turned into earthly performances by you humans. For every one of my requirements on your souls you invented and instituted an earthly activity which you called sacraments, attaching too much importance to them. As a result, many people conscientiously comply with the regulations in their belief that they are accumulating a treasure of grace by fulfilling humanly decreed commandments. However, it is all a mere matter of formality and appearance and completely unnecessary for the maturing of the souls. Yet you stick with great tenacity to the formalities you created for yourselves, but which I never demanded of you. Everything I said during my life on earth as a human being had a profound spiritual meaning and can never be substituted by external acts. But you do not understand the profound meaning and are satisfied with external customs which can never benefit your soul. Just think of the effects you attribute to baptism. You perform a simple external act and are then convinced of its spiritual success, be it the deliverance from the hereditary sin, or the admission into my church, the admission into a religious community. But all this is to be gained by the human being himself during his earthly life. He has to voluntarily let himself be delivered from sin through Jesus Christ. Consequently, it requires more than just the act of baptism performed on a child. And again, he will only be able to join my church voluntarily by consciously living his life as my follower, in order to gain a living faith through love, the characteristic of the church founded by me. Think of the sacraments of confession and the altar. What you made of them and by what formalities you expect your forgiveness of sins. Think of how I want you to understand the words, that you should invite me in so that I may hold communion with you and you with me, and how you turn my words, this do in remembrance of me. Single quote into a process which, again, cannot have any effect on your soul unless you live a life of such profound love that I myself can be present within you. All spiritual requirements your soul was meant to cope with by itself were combined with earthly concepts by you humans, and thus you created your own structure, so that you eagerly comply with what is demanded of you, what is claimed to be my will. Time and again you have to be given clarification about this, yet you do not accept such clarification but keep fulfilling the humanly decreed commandments with ever-growing zeal, whilst my commandments of love for God and your neighbor are being ignored. As a result, your spirit is growing consistently darker until, in the end, you will become quite unable to recognize the error of your thoughts and actions. Besides, You have placed yourselves into bondage by submissively accepting everything as truth that is presented to you as my ward. You ascribe a purely earthly meaning to my words and ignore their spiritual meaning. And this is why errors have arisen, which can only be rectified if you are filled with love, for then you will become enlightened and notice when you are confronted by error. Then you will know that all humanly decreed commandments and sacramental acts are a deception, which could only have been alleged to be divine will by a dark spirit, and you'll endeavor to free yourselves from error in the recognition of pure truth, which alone can benefit the soul, and which can only be recognized as truth by someone who dwells in love, and who thus will fulfill my commandment of love first and then, as a result, also think correctly. Amen.